A COVID outbreak at the DC jail has exacerbated existing tensions at the facility between staff, residents, and management. WAMU's Jenny Gathright has been following the situation and joins us now. Hi there, Jenny.
Hi, Jonathan.
So, Jenny, can you just, I guess, start by quantifying this outbreak for us? How many people at the jail have actually gotten COVID during this surge?
The situation in the DC jail has mirrored and become worse than what we saw in the broader DC community, where we saw COVID cases skyrocketing. At the height of the surge in the jail at the end of December, 164 residents, about 12% of people being detained by the DC Department of Corrections, were in isolation because they had COVID. And about 20% of staff, so 214 correction staff, were out of work because they tested positive for the virus. Since mid-December, vast swaths of the DC jail have been under quarantine because of potential exposure too. And as of this week, there is good news that the numbers have gone down. About 70 people detained right now at the jail are positive for COVID, but 60% of jail residents are still quarantined because of potential exposure to COVID.
Okay, so what is the Department of Corrections doing in terms of a response?
In addition to halting programming and visits and trying to reduce movement within the facility, the Department of Corrections says it's responding to the outbreak by testing all residents for COVID-19 weekly. And a spokesperson also told me that unvaccinated staff are required to get tested for the virus weekly. About 25% of correction staff are unvaccinated, 75% are. DOC also says it's making booster shots available to residents now, but that didn't start until December 22nd because of what officials have described as a shortage of shots in the jail. And the department said yesterday that it's planning to start using rapid tests for residents and distributing rapid COVID tests to staff, though they haven't provided a lot of details on the exact plans for how those tests will be used.
You have been talking to people in the jail, both staff and residents. What are they telling you about how this is all affecting them?
The surge has pretty significantly affected everyday life for residents. The cancellation of programming and visits and the reduced movement means that they're confined to their cells for 22 hours a day, and family members are expressing concern for their loved ones. I spoke with Regina Green, whose 22-year-old son has been in the jail since October, and she told me she feels like on top of the concern she has about her son's well-being at this time, she's just really frustrated with the lack of official communication she's received. So she's taken it upon herself to email officials directly to get answers.
I shouldn't have to be researching about DOC and trying to figure out who I can talk to. I'm frustrated. It's overwhelming. I'd have cried, because my son, I can imagine how he's being treated. It's not right.
The staffing shortages have also meant that corrections officers have been on these grueling 12-hour shifts. The vice chair of the Corrections Officers Union told me he really thinks DOC is doing their best to respond, but other employees seem more frustrated. For example, two employees in the Programs and Case Management Division of DOC sued the department this week, alleging that they were being forced to report to work in person during this Omicron outbreak, even though their jobs could be done at home.
So this latest outbreak of COVID-19 in the jail comes during a time when there has been a lot of scrutiny on the facility for some other reasons. So what are some of the concerns residents and officials have been raising about the facility recently?
There's been a bright spotlight on the DC jail since October. The U.S. Marshals Service sent out a memo basically saying they'd surprise inspected the jail and found systemic failures in the facility, a litany of complaints about the conditions that residents were living in. And in response, they actually moved 200 people in their custody away to federal prisons, including one in Pennsylvania. So there's been a lot of attention on conditions at the jail, and COVID has only exacerbated that situation. Earlier this month, DC Mayor Muriel Bowser actually announced that Tom Faust, who was previously the director of the Department of Corrections from 2011 to 2016, would be coming back later this month to take over leadership of the department, and the current director, Quincy Booth, would be stepping down into an advisory role.
All right, that is WAMU's Jenny Gathright, as usual, keeping a close eye on everything that is going on around the DC jail. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Jonathan.